Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We want to bless and magnify you. We thank you for all that you have been doing in our lives, in the lives of all our loved ones. Thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf. Thank you for all manners of victory that you have given us. And we say glory, honor, praises be unto you, Father. You are highly lifted up high. You are highly exalted. You are highly glorified. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank. Father, we commit into your holy hands today's broadcast. I pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us, speak to our situation, speak to our circumstance. And at the end of the day, Lord Jehovah God, we pray, Lord, that let there be healing, let there be salvation of souls, let there be deliverance. In the name of our Lord Jesus, let your word draw us closer to you. Let us know you more than ever before. The mysteries in your word, Father, release unto us in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Beloved, you are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And today, we'll be talking about what I titled, You Are Loose. And you are loose in the mighty name of Jesus. Every chain of captivity that has been holding you bound, they are hereby broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever that hitherto have not allowed you to be where you should be, the Lord will set you free in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is your season of rejoicing, and indeed you will rejoice, you will celebrate, you will be celebrated in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take my text from the book of Luke chapter 13, and I'm reading from verse 10 to 17. Luke 13, reading from verse 10 to 17. And the Bible says, Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bent over, and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said to her, Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. I say to you, brothers, sisters, wherever you are right now, you are loose from that infirmity in the name of Jesus. Affliction will not dwell in your body in the name of Jesus. And verse 13 says, And he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, There are 6 days on which men ought to walk. Therefore come and be healed on them, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it? For 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath. And when he said this thing, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will defend you. The Lord will make way for you in the mighty name of Jesus. There are certain things I want us to learn from that passage. The first thing we can learn there is that your location is very important. If that woman was not at the synagogue on that day that Jesus was there, she wouldn't have received a healing. Brothers and sisters, are you where you are supposed to be? We need to know where God tells you to be. That woman was there on the Sabbath day. She was at the synagogue. And as a result of that, she was able to receive her healing. That woman didn't say that, oh, I have been going to the synagogue all this time. I'm not going to go this time. And as a result of that, she would have missed a miracle. For the mere fact that you have been praying, for the mere fact that you have been going to the church, and it seems as if God is not hearing your prayer, that shouldn't be a reason for you to stop going. You never can tell. You see, God's time is not our time. At His time, He will answer us. He will provide solution. But the key thing is that you need to be there for you to receive that miracle. You don't receive miracles by proxies. You have to be there yourself in order to receive it. This woman was there and she was able to get a miracle. You will not miss your miracle in the name of Jesus. On the day of your blessing, you will not be found missing in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number two thing we can learn from there is that God knows how long you have been in that position. Jesus was able to know that that woman has been in that situation for 18 years. That woman didn't tell Jesus that, Jesus, do you know that I've been here for 18 years? I've been struggling. No, she didn't need to tell him because Jesus already knows. Nothing is hidden from him. So brothers and sisters, that situation, that circumstance you are going through right now, be rest assured that our God, our Maker, is aware of it and is going to set you free from them in the name of Jesus. He will make way for you where there are no way. In fact, that woman might have even lost hope completely because we didn't even see her asking Jesus, telling Jesus that please come and heal me. She probably might have lost hope. She might have taken that, well, this is my fate anyway. I'm an old woman. And because I'm an old woman, maybe that's why I'm in that situation. I prophesy to you, even those of you who are aged, that the diseases of the old people will not dwell in your bodies in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number three thing we can learn from that passage is that Jesus called the woman. That means that Jesus is calling you, but you need to respond. I do mean that when Jesus called that woman, the woman replied Jesus and said that, I don't have time for you. Jesus is calling you even as you are hearing the word right now, because the word is Jesus himself. And you are hearing the word of God and you do not respond to it. That means that you are ignoring Jesus. I pray you will not ignore him in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Whenever he speaks to you, the grace for you to respond immediately, not trying to give excuses. Because many of us are now used to having to give excuses for us not to serve God, for us not to hearken unto his voice. Brothers and sisters, when he calls you, answer him. And as you do so, the Lord will move on your behalf. He will grant you that miracle that you have been looking for in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number four things is that Jesus spoke to that woman, said that you are loose. You need to know that there is power in the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hold on to the word of God, the word of God you have read in the scripture, the word of God that has come to you through his servant. Hold on to it. The book of Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says, for the word of God is living. It is living. It's not a dead word. It is living. He said, for the word of God is living and powerful. It is powerful. It goes with power and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of souls and spirit and of joints and marrow. And is a designer of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. It pierced through. The word of our Lord Jesus Christ was able to pierce through the bones and the marrow of that woman, and it was able to be straightened out. I prophesy to you right now as you are listening to me, the Almighty God will set you free in the name of Jesus. Whatever has made you to bend double, you are released from them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. No longer will you not be able to look up again, but indeed you will look up and people will look up to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will not be put to shame. The Almighty God will fight your battles in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So hold on to the word of God and indeed he will deliver you. And number five thing we can learn there is that Jesus did not only just speak the word to that woman. The Bible said he laid his hand upon her. He laid his hands upon her. Jesus is ready to put his hands upon you. He's ready to put his mark upon you. You know, when you have the mark of Jesus, you can easily say, let no man trouble me. For I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's just ready to place his hands upon you. But he can't place his hands upon you if you are so far away from him. That woman moved closer to Jesus. And as because she moved closer to Jesus, Jesus was able to place his hand upon her. How far are you from him? You need to move close to him. You need to seek him with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your resources. And as you do so, he will lay his hands upon you. His everlasting arm is ready to keep you. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 33. Deuteronomy 33, reading from verse 27. Deuteronomy 33, verse 27 says, the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. The everlasting arms, not just the arms for today, not just the arms for tomorrow, but everlasting. That arms is there to carry you. The arms of God is there to carry you, to protect you. He said, the eternal God is your refuge. He said, he will thrust out the enemy from before you, and we say, destroy. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is ready to carry you. He's ready to thrust out the enemy away from you. He's ready to destroy the enemy on your behalf, in as much as you are close to him. When you are close to him, you can be guaranteed that he's going to set you free. When you are close to him, he makes you impregnable to the arrows of the enemy. He fortifies you. He surrounds you with his fire. And that shall be so in the mighty name of Jesus. Number 16 I want us to know is that there will certainly be opposition. People opposed Jesus when he was healing that woman. But be assured also that Jesus is going to defend you. The book of Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah 41 says that, behold, all those who are incensed against you shall be ashamed and disgraced. They shall be as nothing. And those who strive with you shall perish. He said, you shall seek them and not find them. He said, those who contend with you, those who war against you, shall be as nothing, as non-existing thing. They shall be as nothing. They will perish. Everyone that is incensed against you will perish. The Lord will deliver you from every plans, every machinations of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, your enemy will not overcome you. Your enemy will not have the last laugh over you. In the name of Jesus, everyone mocking you, the Lord will silence them. In the name of Jesus, every garment of reproach, every garment of shame that the enemy has put upon you, the Lord will remove them and put upon you the garment of honor. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, he will wipe away your tears. He will wipe away your sorrow. You will no longer weep again. You will not shed tears of sorrow. Whenever you shed tears, it shall be tears of joy in the name of Jesus. Finally, I want us to know that there is no day of the week that Jesus cannot heal you. There is no day of the week that Jesus cannot fight for you. There is no day of the week that Jesus cannot make way for you. Brothers and sisters, all you and I need do is just to get close to this God. When we get close to him, we are already set loose from the bondage of the enemy. So if you are hearing me today, you are still far, far, far off from our Lord Jesus Christ. He's calling you today like he called that woman on that day. He's calling you and say, come near to me. Accept me, accept me. That your stony heart is ready to turn that heart of flesh. Just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. It's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life and let them never go back to their vomit. In the name of Jesus. For everyone that have heard this message, I prophesy that indeed this week shall be a week of joy, a week of peace, a week of victory for you and your family in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The favor of God will surround you. His favor will speak for you. His favor will make way for you in the name of Jesus. Where you have been rejected, the Lord will cause you to be accepted again in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.